from KCUR. This is Up to Date with Steve Kraske. I'm producer Elizabeth Ruiz. Pro-Palestinian protests have been taking place on campuses across the country, including right here in Missouri. Hundreds of demonstrators gathered at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and the University of Missouri, Columbia. Joining Steve to discuss what protesters are calling for are Maisie Blanton, a student reporter and social media editor for UMKC's Rue News, and from Mizzou, KBIA student reporter Lily Halloran, and KBIA reporter and producer Anna Spidel. Let's listen.
Well, let's start with you, Maisie. What did you see at UMKC yesterday?
Well, yesterday, a campus group, Students for Justice in Palestine, set up a protest, liberation zone, whatever you want to call it, just kind of trying to bring awareness to the issue, stand in solidarity with, you know, other encampments, campuses across the country, and just trying to get people involved in the issue.
Hey, how many protesters were out there yesterday?
I think at its peak, it was about 150, which is kind of a big deal for us because we're a commuter school, so there's not really a lot of campus life.
And this was taking place where exactly on campus?
So this is at the University Walkway and the University Playhouse, which is kind of one of the main hubs of campus, which is, I think, why they wanted to utilize it.
Just outside the Miller-Nichols Library,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, right outside the library.
Do you have any sense of what the goals of the group are? What are they trying to achieve here?
I think at the end of the day, they just want to feel heard by the university. They have a list of demands, including, you know, clarity of the investments of the university and eventual divestment, and also acknowledgement that anti-Semitism and anti-Zionism are two different things.
How long do you think they're going to be out there?
Well, I think they're a really dedicated group, and I think when, you know, you're not a group of people aren't being heard, especially by administration of such a big organization, I think they're really dedicated to get some change around there.
So you think they'll be there today too, it sounds like?
You know, I'm not really sure, but I think they have big plans for this semester and next semester.
Well, Lily, yesterday students protested at the Mizzou campus. Roughly how many students turned out for that gathering?
It was about 300.
And what were the students calling for during their protest?
So similar to UMKC, they were asking for the university administration to disclose how they use their endowment fund investments and divest from any donations that go towards Israeli enterprise. And they were also asking for UM System President Moon Choi to acknowledge their concerns and provide more support to students who feel hurt by this issue.
Anna, who was responsible for organizing the protest yesterday at Mizzou?
Yeah, we had one of the leaders of Mizzou Students for Justice in Palestine, which is one of the main groups that has been, you know, organizing demonstrations related to this issue on campus. And she led the protest along with some other student leaders.
You know, tell me about some of the protesters you've talked with and why they're speaking out against Israel. What are they saying?
Yeah, so some of the things that they were chanting, free, free Palestine in the genocide, they asked, you know, for a ceasefire, and they said that, you know, no money should go towards paying for the Israel-Hamas war from America.
And Lee, I get the sense that these are the exact same sentiments being expressed on campuses all across the country.
Correct. I talked to some of the organizers and they said part of the reason that they were gathering there today was to show solidarity with protests across the country and show that student voices are worthy of being heard.
Lily, do you expect these folks to show up again today and maybe every day for the rest of the week?
So since November, these student organizations have been holding weekly demonstrations. Yesterday was the largest turnout that they've had, but the organizer says that they continue to plan to protest every week.
So do you get a sense that these things are like a snowball rolling downhill? Are they picking up steam or more students getting engaged as time goes on?
I would say definitely yes. Yesterday was the largest turnout that they've had. The organizers said they felt optimistic that more students seem to be signing on and joining the protests.
Interesting.
We'll be back with more about protests on the University of Missouri campuses in just a moment.
So, Anna, how is the administration over at Mizzou responding to all of this?
Yeah, it has been a bit of a mixed bag. So yesterday at the event, they had some, you know, PR people from the university taking photos. University police had a very light presence. It wasn't really close to any of the protesters. But in terms of the protesters' demands to disclose the endowment fund, there has been some kind of confusion, you know, among what message is correct. The protesters are calling for disclosure of the endowment fund. But university spokesperson Christian Basie has said that the university will give that information to anyone who asks. There's also some claims from the protesters that the fund is, you know, managed by a private equity firm that invests for the university. But the university spokesperson has said, no, that's managed by a money manager and the Treasury Department together. So mostly the university response has been, you know, we respect students' right to organize, but the specifically in terms of the endowment fund, there's been some sort of pushback as to, you know, what the students are demanding and whether or not the university really kind of is able to comply with those demands.
I was going to say, so it sounds like you're saying, Anna, it's not clear whether the university will in fact divest based on what you just said.
Yes, it's very, it is unclear at this time. And, you know, it is unclear who is actually disclosing those investments and whether or not anyone has asked for them.
Maisie, what has the administration at UMKC said about all this?
Well, they definitely wanted, I think there was some pushback there. They critiqued the hanging of posters at the university playhouse space, which historically, you know, fraternities and sororities hold events there all the time, have posters up, loudspeakers, noisemakers. And this event had all of those things. And it was the first time that any group, in my knowledge, has gotten any pushback from the university about it. So, yeah, I think it definitely ruffled some feathers.
Has the administration said anything about whether it's going to divest any money it has, or maybe all that's handled through Columbia? I'm not sure which.
I don't think there's any headway, at least at UMKC, from the events yesterday, no.
Lily, how are the police responding to the protesters? Are they letting the kids use loudspeakers and speak out, or how's that been handled?
So the protesters did not use any kind of megaphones of any kind. The university has pretty stringent rules on protest and encampment, so they followed them pretty well into a T. So the police, they were there. I only saw about four officers, though, and they kept their distance.
At KU, I've noticed that Jewish community members have expressed concerns for their safety due to protests in support of those in Gaza. What are you hearing, Anna, or seeing from that community as it relates to the war and safety over in Columbia?
Yeah, we've had several vigils and gatherings of the Jewish community since October 7th. They have been quite present. In terms of yesterday's demonstration, there were some Jewish students who marched in solidarity, but we also had four students standing with an Israeli flag and a missing persons poster of a person who was taken hostage in Israel by Hamas. And they, you know, did express their disagreement with the protests. In terms of how students are feeling safe on campus, we haven't been made aware of any specific concerns from the Jewish community in terms of concerns for their safety. But we definitely have had, you know, members of both groups be very vocal and very visible in terms of, you know, their support for Israel and for the people of Gaza. There's some people who are standing in solidarity across lines and, you know, some sort of counter protest, you could say.
You know, Anna, what strikes me as so interesting about this moment is that these days, it's not often that students rally and protest against much of anything these days, but this one seems to be the exception.
Yeah, it is really kind of a show of how much students are willing to engage. We've seen a lot of engagement, you know, not just among the students, but there's citizen action groups in Columbia here that have really engaged with the issue. They put on regular marches every Saturday. So it is really, you know, something to see. We historically, if you look at the history of Mizzou, our student population has, you know, has not shied away from demonstration, but they're certainly coming out this year.
Interesting. Maisie, I know you're only in your first year at UMKC, but you haven't seen a lot of of protests on campus during your time there, have you?
I haven't. This is definitely a big deal for us, especially, like I said, because it's a commuter school, so a lot of people don't show up to campus events anyway.
And it makes it harder to rally people together at a commuter campus sometimes, doesn't it?
It definitely does, yeah. I think yesterday was a really, really big deal.
That was our host, Steve Kraske, speaking with reporters Maisie Blanton, Lily Halloran, and Anna Spidel. Up to Date is a production of KCUR, and the segment was produced by me, Elizabeth Ruiz. Thanks for listening.